$316. We got the message. We know what that was about. 316. And maybe somebody out there would like to give $316 this morning. And that would certainly put us right up there next to that $1,000 level. But we have today and tomorrow, we have these last 2 days. This is the crunch time. This is the time to get it done. And we're hoping to hear from you. But talking about love, love needs people. Love needs you. Love needs me. Love needs, you know, we need one another. And talking about that expression of God's love giving, and you know, when we get a gift here, when someone like Sherry or Lizzie or any of these others that have called this morning, and or like Larry giving that matching funds challenge, these are expressions of their love for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Bob was talking about, you know, making that faith pledge. You know, you don't know where it's coming from. You know, many times, you know, we don't know how we're going to get something done. Have you ever started a project and you thought, well, I really don't know how to do this? So you study it, you try to learn all you can about it, and then you begin, and you sometimes surprise yourself that you're able to accomplish things that you never thought you could accomplish. Why? Because you just simply had the willingness to try. Just to try. Say, well, I'm going to, you know, I've never painted my house before, but I think I can do that. And so you get a brush and you get a bucket of paint and you start at it, and you learn along the way, and you know, you step back one day and say, you know, doesn't look too bad. I did a fairly decent job. Saved myself some money. You know, maybe you've never built anything, and you get some woodworking plans and you decide that you want to build a chair. You've never done that before. But you look at the plans, you follow the instructions, and you get the saw out and you start cutting wood and driving nails, and the next thing you know, you've built a chair, you know, and you say, well, I've never done that before. But you had to have that initiative. You had to have that desire. You had to have that faith that you could accomplish it. And you see, the same thing's true with giving. Sometimes we don't see where it's going to come from, and that's what you were talking about, Bob. We don't see where it's going to come from. You don't know how you're going to give it. But you step out in faith.
There are a lot of things we're called to do in life where we never know how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in matters of faith. And
that's right.
I go back to the 1990s when the Lord just laid on my heart, it was time to answer the call I'd given you many, many years before to serve Him. I'm going, Lord, okay, I'm in my 40s now. I can't. How am I going to go to school? How am I going to do all these things that my church body is going to require? How is this going to be made possible? And then if I get that far, you've also laid in my heart to do a lot of mission work. How am I going to support myself? How am I going to feed the family? You know, all these things that we in the flesh see. Well, you know, I just said, if you want me to do this, number one, my wife will have to be 100% on board, because otherwise we'll be at odds.
That's right.
I really don't want to be in that kind of position. And just make it clear, well, what I thought was going to take 4 or 5 years to accomplish was done in 2 years. And where that strength came from to stay up late at night studying and reading and writing, I don't know, but it was there. And
had that desire to fulfill the will of God in your life, and God came in and gave you the ability and the strength and the determination to get it done.
But there are times, I will admit, along the way in those 2 years that you want to give up. It's like, I can't do it. There's too much. And then I realize there's an old saying, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time.
That's it.
And instead of looking at the mountain, look at the small amount you've already moved.
That's right.
And over time, as you keep moving small amounts, the pile on the one side becomes bigger than the pile that started.
And that's an exercise in faith. Is stepping out in faith, doing what you can today, and watching God move in a miraculous way. And then the next thing you know, it's like, you know, we had a fella call the other day, and he talked about moving a mountain. You know, it takes a lot of people. Some people got to use a shovel. Some people got a bobcat. Some people have a bulldozer. Some people have a front end loader. And they all come out.
And some have a spoon.
And some have a spoon. And they all get at it. And before you know, the mountain is leveled. You know, and so We can do this with a little help from the folks out there. Listen, we have today and tomorrow to raise this last few $1,000s. If you can give this morning, we encourage you to do that. We're going to be with you up until 9 o'clock. Today, and, since we're down to the last day, our plan is at 9 o'clock today to pick up with Dr. McGee. That's the plan. Now, depending upon what happens today and what's going on, we may preempt other programs today that we have not preempted over the last 2 weeks, okay? Because we are down to the last little bit of time. So if we get to 9 o'clock and we need to preempt Dr. McGee, well, we'll do that to raise the funds because, listen, we're out of time. We're running out of time. We need the help. But the way to prevent Dr. McGee being preempted today is to get on the phone right now and make sure that we are moving along nicely and that we are staying on course. You know, I was watching a show the other day and a fella, he was driving a boat and he wasn't watching where he was going and he ended up on a sandbar stuck. Well, we don't want to get stuck here today. We want to keep moving and keep going toward the goal. Our goal is to raise $195,000. Now, right at this moment, we're $77,349 away. And maybe we can't see how to take care of that $77,000. Well, let's take care of this $349. And it's like Bob said, we can do it one spoon at a time. Maybe somebody can give $9. Maybe somebody can give $40. Maybe somebody can give $300. And we'll be ready for the next $1,000. And we'll just keep doing it all day long, one step at a time, one call at a time. And I am confident if we will do that and we'll exercise our faith that we'll reach our goal on time. But it's going to take you, our listeners out there, getting involved with us today. Love needs people. We're going to hear that right now. And as we listen, we're going to be at the phones waiting for your call. That number again, Martin?
Locally, 772-221-1100. Toll free, 888-221-8990.
In a corner, there's no doubt in my mind that it needs us. Just like a plant needs water, love needs a heart to survive. Hoping that soon
we
Love needs people. All right. Very good. God bless you, everybody calling and giving out and helping out here this morning. Our phone lines are ringing, and we're very grateful and thankful for the folks calling and giving. Amen. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. We've got some calls coming in here. We have Barbara from Lake Harbor, down south of Lake Okeechobee. You know where that's at? I'd have to look on the map to see it, but find out where that's at. But Barbara calling in with a gift of $50. We're very grateful and thankful to you for that. 888-221-8990. And then we have Renard from Fort Pierce calling in with a gift of $100. Renard, thank you so much for that. And then Hector from West Palm Beach giving a gift of $360. And that's going to take us up and over that next $1,000. And we were very grateful and thankful to you for that. Adriana from Lake Worth giving a gift of $50. And, well, that's going to be all added in. We're going to listen to our doxology. I'll give you an update in just a moment. Amen. Well, that's a good thing. That's our doxology. And we are very grateful and thankful to everyone for calling and giving here today and making it possible for us to continue our fundraising efforts. 888-221-8990 is the number to call. And that takes us up to $118,211. That's a good thing, Bob.
Not bad at all.
And
of course, the phones need to be ringing. We'll give you the phone numbers. I'm sure if you're listening on a regular basis, you know the numbers 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And we need to hear from you. We're down to what? Less than 48 hours.
That's right. We have $76,789 to go. But again, Renard, thank you for your gift of $100. Hector from West Palm Beach. Gabby listens to the station on her way to school. She wanted to give $1 for every school day, which is 180 days. And her dad matched the Gabby's gift as well. So that's how they came up with $360. And so Hector, Gabby, God bless you. Thank